strictly observing the principles of religion, he gave full protection
to
the inhabitants of Jambudvipa, as if there were his own begotten son. Purport. Following the instruction of his father, Maharaj Priyavrata, Maharaj Agnidhara ruled the inhabitants of Jambudvipa. According to religious principle, these principles are exactly contrary to the modern principle of faithlessness. As clearly stated here, the king protected the citizens the way a father protects his begotten children. How he ruled the citizens is also described here, dharma vikshmanaha, strictly according to the religious principle. It is the duty of the executive head of a state to see that the citizens strictly follow religious principles. The Vedic religious principle began with varna ashrama dharma, the duties of the four varnas and four ashramas. Dharma refers to principle given by Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first principle of dharma or religion is to observe the duties of the four orders as enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to people's qualities and activities, society should be divided into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, and then again into Brahmacharis, Grahasthas, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis. These are religious principles, and it is the duty of the head of the state to see that his citizens strictly follow them. He should not merely act officially. He should be like a father who is always a well-wisher of his sons. Such a father strictly observes whether his sons are performing their duties, and sometimes he also punishes them. Just contrary to the principles mentioned here, the presidents and the chief executives in the age of Kali are simply tax collectors who do not care whether religious principles are observed. Indeed, the chief executives of the present day introduce all kinds of sinful activity, especially illicit sex, intoxication, animal killing and gambling. These sinful activities are now very prominently manifested in India. Although 100 years ago these four principles of sinful life were strictly prohibited in the families of India, they have now been introduced into every Indian family. Therefore, they cannot follow religious principles. In contrast to the principle of the kings of old, the modern state is concerned only with propaganda for living taxes and is no longer responsible for the spiritual welfare of the citizens. The state is now careless to religious principles. Srimad Bhagavatam predicts that in Kali Yuga, the government will be entrusted with Dasya Dharma, which means the occupational duty of rogues and thieves. Modern heads of state are rogues and thieves who plunder the citizen instead of giving them protection. Rogues and thieves plunder without regard for law. But in the age of Kali, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the lawmakers themselves plunder the citizen. The next prediction to be fulfilled, which is already coming to pass, is that because of the sinful activities of the citizens and the government, rain will become increasingly scarce. Gradually, there will be complete drought and no production of food grains. People will be reduced to eating flesh and seeds and many good. Spiritually inclined people will have to forsake their homes because they will be too harassed by drought, taxation and famine. The Krishna consciousness movement is the only hope to save the world from such devastation. It is the most scientific and authorized movement for the actual welfare of the whole human society. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjaya Shalakya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishyam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचना गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्व भानु सुतय देवी प्रमामनी हरि प्रिय नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाते शतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधरा शिवासादि शिखर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा रामा राम हरे हरे सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट चैप्टर 2 व्हिच इज द एक्टिविटी ऑफ महाराज अग्निधरा As we all know, Svayambhuva Manu, in a previous canto, he had 2 sons and 3 daughters, and Priyavrata was the eldest son. But by his good fortune, he met Sri Nada Mudri, and he took up the path of spiritual life, bhakti straight away. Because he doesn't want to be get involved into the family affair or the managing this world. But Svayambhuva Manu allowed him, and he gave the kingdom to his younger brother, Uttanapada. And as we all know, the canto 4 finishes all the descendants of Uttanapada till Prachetas. And now again this world is barren of a good king. And then Maharaj Priyavrata was alone there in the mind of Svayambhuva Manu. Svayambhuva Manu thought, I have my elder son, so why don't I even approach him? And he did approach him. But out of his staunch bhakti, he was refusing his father's order. But as we all know in the previous verses, how the story goes ahead. Brahmaji comes, because Brahma is the main head of the universal affair. If any issues happen, Lord Brahma comes and he sorts it out. And being respected to his grandfather, Priyavrata Maharaj, he obeyed his order with so much honor. And there's a very beautiful thing, I like it very much, where Lord Brahmaji, he says, see, my son, you have practiced this Bhakti Yoga for so many years, you have controlled your senses. Don't think you are going to fall into the ditch of this material world. Because you have controlled your senses. He says, whether a person lives in a forest or lives in a household life, if his senses are controlled, it doesn't make any sense to him. It will not bother him at all. But the person who falsely renounces the world and goes to the forest, but he's going along with the 6 wives, his 5 knowledge acquired, his senses and his mind. So they will bother him. But now you are such a controlled person. I'll bless you. You go and take care of this affair, managing the whole world. And I bless you that you will always remember the lotus feet of Lord Shri Hari while performing your duty. And now, as the story goes ahead, Priyavrata Maharaj, one time he saw this sun. He was orbiting around the planet and he didn't like it. He says, when the sun is in the south side, north is dark. When it is in the north side, south is dark. So I should do something. So he took his chariot, very wonderful golden chariot. But by the rim of that wheeled chariot, he created 7 beautiful dvipas, islands, and 7 oceans. And Maharaj Priyavrata, he married 2 queens. One queen's name was Brahaspati. And he begot 10 sons. And 1 daughter. And out of those 10 sons, 3 sons, they become sannyasis. They became paramahamsas. So now the 7 sons left. And with the second wife, he begot 3 sons, which was Uttama, Revata, and Tamasa. They became the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Manus of the millennium. And now the 7 sons left. So he divided those 7 dvipas among his 7 sons. And he took up the spiritual life, took up the retirement. And he went for the spiritual life being so serious. And now, 1 dvipa called Jambu Dvipa, which he gave to his elder son, Agnidhara. Now, as we go forward with this canto, as the chapter moving forward, we'll see that Agnidhara son will be King Nabha. King Nabha son will be Lord Rishabdev, and then Bharat Maharaj, so and so. But now, here, when we are going to hear the activities of Agnidhara from this verse, Maharaj Priyavrata, the way he set up the example in the society, his sons, the elder son, Agnidhara, is exactly following the same path of his father. And what Srila Prabhupada says? King Agnidhara completely obeyed his order, means his father's order, strictly observing the principle of religion. That is the actual duty of the ideal king. In the purport of Srila Prabhupada has written two paragraphs, and the first paragraph is mentioning about the ideal king, and the second, how does this modern age so-called leaders, they are lacking of doing fulfilling their duties, being as a leader. So now, Srila Prabhupada, he used one word here, dharma kshaya yena, means strictly according to the religious principle. Why is that so? Because ideal king, first of all, if somebody wants to become a leader, the first qualification is he must be a staunch follower of the Vedas. He must have studied and practiced under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then how he can rule the world, he can protect it. Second was that he must be a good protector, giving a full protection to his citizen, not even materially, spiritually also. And the third is, he must be a most powerful where he can punish the rogues and the thieves there. So now Srila Prabhupada is telling in the first verse regarding his dharma. Now what is dharma? Now being as a human being, all of us said, what is dharma? The dharma, canto 1, chapter 2, the divine and divinity and divine consciousness, verse number 6, which is a very famous verse in our song, Savai Pumso Paro Dharmo Yatho Bhaktir Adhokshate Ahirtiki Ahirtiyata Yayatma Su Prasidhiti. Savai Pumso, Savai means all, Pumso means all mankind or human. Savai Paro, Supreme Dharma. The Supreme Dharma of all the humanity, of all the mankind is what? Yatho Bhaktir Adhokshate. Adhokshaja, here the Lord's another name is Adhokshaja. Akshaja means the measuring of our senses, and Adhokshaja means the beyond the measurement of our senses. So do the bhakti, the greatest occupation of all the living entity is to do bhakti. Not just normal devotional service, loving devotional service, rendering loving devotional service. And that loving devotional service has to be ahirtiki and aparihata, uninterrupted and unmotivated. But when we do uninterrupted and unmotivated, yayatma suprasiddhiti, the self gets satisfied. So that's where, that is the highest standard, that we have to render a loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But to come to that level, there are many steps to follow. So that's where Srila Prabhupada is saying the first principle of the dharma is to go into the varna ashrama dharma. Here, let me read out. The first principle of dharma or religion is to observe the duties of the four orders as enjoined by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself says, Chatur Vanyam Maya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Chaturvarnya, these four divisions of society, Maya Shrishtam, I have created. According to what? Guna and Karma. These four ashramas, which are Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa, and furthermore, that it goes to Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, they are the safety net of human being. That is the duty of the ideal king. Make sure he establishes the law and order in the society, especially of the spiritual life. Make sure everybody recognizes according to their own nature and they accept a particular ashrama and particular dharma. And even in the previous chapter, where the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, the Lord Brahma himself was telling. Was telling to follow Maharaj Priyavrata, a proper Varnashrama Dharma, which is in text 14 here. Let me read the translation for you. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunction to the divisions of Varnashma. According to our qualities and worth, these divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashma Dharma like bulls or glides to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. See how beautifully it has been mentioned here. Lord Himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and here Lord Brahma, who is a great devotee of Lord Krishna, He Himself is repeating that it's a scientific arrangement done by the Lord Himself. Even though if you see in Bhagavad Gita, the kings are meant to establish the dharma in the society, not the sannyasis or vanaprasthas there. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken to whom? Arjuna. By occupation, he was a kshatriya. He was a kshatriya because that's his duty. That's his duty to establish the dharma. And in the chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, Transcendental Knowledge, the first word is that Bhagavan says, Emam vivasvate yogam pruktavan aham avayam vivasvan manve parha manur ikshvake abri. Oh Arjuna, you are a kshatriya. And you need to establish the dharma. Don't neglect your duty. Please move ahead. And I told the same science of this bhakti yoga, first of all, to Vivasvan, who is the sun god. And he gave to his son, Manu, and Manu gave to Ikshvaku. And so it is coming forward. But these kshatriyas, they don't act independently. They act under the guidance of a great brahmanas, who are the followers, who are the staunch followers of the bhakti yogas. Because the merit of all this varnashrama dharma to elevate our consciousness to the spiritual consciousness. Actually, in our society, here in ISKCON society, many devotees, they lack of their immaturity or lack of understanding of the shastras, they do glorify their ashramas, which is fair. You meant to glorify your ashramas when you are strictly following it. Someone says, Brahmacharya ashrama is very great, it's very safe. Someone says, householder life is very safe. Someone says, vanaprastha is very safe. Someone says, sannyasa is very safe. Well, let's see all the sages, what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying. No ashrama is safe until unless you don't remember Krishna in any of the ashramas. Because these ashramas are meant to give us a protection, to help us to recognize our own nature, our own quality, and help each other. Suppose Krishna ashrama is meant to support brahmacharis and other ashramas, and sannyasa is also there, meant to give the guidance to all the other three ashramas. So there is a brahmacharya ashrama meant to serve all the three ashramas. So every ashrama has its own strict duties to follow it. No one can neglect it. Because by following the duty, we come into the regularity where we can start worshipping the Lord and we can purify ourselves. Even in Canto 11, Uddhava Gita, where Lord Krishna Himself is telling to Uddhava, even though our main purpose is to render devotional service, but there are some hidden fruity desires are there in the heart, somewhere, in the core of the heart. Until unless a person does not come to the platform of having a taste of hearing, remembering, doing kirtana, this person has to follow the varnashrama dharma or follow the prescribed duty very, very strictly. Because if the person, if he sticks with this ashrama, it will definitely, at a period of time, if he is sincere, if he is honest, if he is sincere and is so determined to get the Krishna, Krishna will help you from all the way. You can go to any extent, but being as a leader, it's not so easy. That's where Maharaj Sangha Manu, when there was a post empty for the king, Uttanapada went away, his descendants went away, he approached that Priyavarta Maharaj. Priyavarta was totally unnecessary to Brahmachari. He doesn't have to all do these things. But Lord Brahma says, my dear Priyavarta, don't be envious of Lord Sri Hari. And he said, hang on, he was worshipping the Lord Sri Hari. How come he'll be envious? That means Please don't neglect the order of Lord Shri Hari or his devotees. You are already surpassed all these three modes of material nature. Just take it as a service. Don't get hesitant. Nothing will happen to you. And now, that's why in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, it is the duty of the king to make sure he becomes strict to all the rules. If someone is doing any disturbance in the society, he must be capable to punish it. Not just out of envy, not at all. A true king is not an envy. Why? Because in the verse it says, he was treating his inhabitants like his own begotten sons. When a father can chastise his sons, it does not mean that he is envy or he wants to just kill the child. No, he just wants to rectify the child. In India, he says, I just heard it, one father was beating to his son, and people came and said, "See, why you are beating your son?" He said, "He's doing some mistakes, so I have to correct him. If I will not correct him now, if I will not beat him now for his mistakes, later on, the whole world will beat him. So better I should beat him now for his correction." Why? Because later on, he will become a rogue and a thief, then he will not be corrected. It says, so there is an example when the plant is small, a little bit, its stems are very, very soft. You can mold it anyway. It will be molded. And it's nothing will happen to the plant. Because it's in a growing state. But the same plant, when it becomes a big tree, and then you see. If you try to mold it, what will happen? It will die. It will crack. In the same way, when the children are in a small age, a growing age, learning age, if you mold in a whichever way, they will be molded. Good way or a bad way. But if you try to do the same thing that they have been grown up with all those bad qualities which has been deep rooted in their heart so strongly, and if you try to rectify them, it becomes so, so hard. And we have seen in our, you know, life in India or here also, if the children has been not been chastised in the early age of doing their mischievous activity, you can see they have been carried forward. And they create a great havoc to the family, to themselves, to the society. And the same thing happening here. That is the ideal king. The ideal king not only look after the children, which is, he thinks his citizens are his children, that he meant to provide them spiritual proper knowledge. And now, in the paragraph second, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning what is the condition of this modern society when they are not following the Vedic scriptures. Because the leaders themselves are not practicing any spiritual life, not following the scriptures. What will happen to them? How the society will be looking like? The Lord Krishna answers this question in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, verse number 23. Yah shastra vidhim utrasachaya vartate kaam kataha na saasiddhim avapnoti na sukham na parambhati. Yah shastra vidhim, the person who has utrasachaya means discards, the person who has discarded the Vedic injection, and what he does after that, vartate kaam kataha, he acts whimsically out of his own lust. And what will happen to that person if he acts whimsically? Nasasiddhim. He does not get the success in the society. Nasasiddhim. Avapnoti na sukham. He doesn't get the happiness. And not a parangati. Not a great supreme destination. Become frustrated. So that's what happened here. These so-called Kali Yuga leaders, they only meant to collect the taxes from their ancient citizens, and in return, they give up false promises that we will protect you. And we can see, since the time has been gone through, we have seen many incidences. In previous words, you see, those ideal kings, they have been chosen by their own qualities, by the great brahmanas, by the great sages. By seeing their good qualities, yes, he is a great person. He himself is practicing, he is learning, he is teaching others, he can sorry, he can be our leader. But here, these people who's been chosen as a leader are then giving a bribe to the city leader. Okay, I'll give you a bottle of liquor. I'll give you some money. Please vote for me, and when I'll become, then I'll protect you. And we can see how much protection is there. Nothing. If anything is happening in the society, first they themselves get the Y security, Z security, and the high themselves. But this type of ideal king like Maharaj Priyavarta and Maharaj Aniga, they are always upfront. If they make some promises, they make sure they fulfill it. And this type of bogus leader of this modern society, as you can see, Srila Prabhupada is writing here, they are encouraging people to do all those four principles that Shastra has committed all of us to do it. Because these sinful activities are the big obstacles on the path of our spiritual life. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, gambling. Let's take an example here. If the person who himself is addicted to all these qualities, if you make him a leader, what kind of rules he will pass in the society? Same. Where he himself can enjoy, he can allow, okay, open more bottle shops, open more pubs, restaurants, brothels. Because that's what people have chosen him to do it. So they just want to enjoy every single corner. There must be a liquor shop. There must be a slaughterhouse. So all this stuff there. That's why people have been so frustrated. So frustrated on this life. One journalist asked Srila Prabhupada actually Srila Prabhupada says there was a chaos maybe in World War II or something was happening. He says, what happened to your technology? Why you are not giving all these people to eat nuts and bolts? If you say you have advanced so much in technology. Even if we calculate that same time in today's time, which is we are going through this pandemic, COVID-19 here, as soon as the lockdown happens, no one, any citizen, has run to car, showroom, to buy cars, to buy laptops, phone, or any gadget. Everybody was running to the grocery supermarket. Because that is the highest need over there. That is the actual higher need over there. As you can see, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport here that the next prediction to be fulfilled, which is already coming to pass, is that because of sinful activities of the citizen and government, rain will become increasingly scarce. And there will be a scarcity of food and grains. Srila Bhagavatam has predicted so many predictions for this Kali Yuga. And that has been fulfilled. Because it's a voice of the Lord Sri Krishna. It has been fulfilled, and there are many more to come. We can see even a little bit of scarcity of food and grains here. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, Lord Krishna himself says that food and grain comes from rain. And the rain comes from doing yajna, sacrifices. And the sacrifices comes while performing prescribed duties. That's why here Lord is saying everybody must have to follow their Varnashrama Dharma, doing a strictly observing the prescribed duty. And the prescribed duty comes from Veda. And the Veda comes from directly manifesting from Lord Shivani. And that's the solution which Srila Prabhupada has given. The Krishna consciousness movement is the only hope to save the world from such devastation. It is the most scientific and authorized movement for the actual welfare of the whole human society. Because there is a missing of spiritual life, there is a missing of Krishna consciousness. That's why we are saying that people are not happy at all. In one of the beautiful pastimes, when Maharaj Yudhishthira, he sends Arjuna to get the information of Yadus, especially Lord Krishna. And when Arjuna got delayed for 2-3 months, And Maharaj Yudhishthir, he start realizing some ill omens around him. He said to Bhima, he said, Bhima, I can see the jackals are vomiting fire. The cows are passing maybe left or right. And so many other things he was saying, that dogs are barking at me, people are not respecting the elders. So that is mean that Krishna has left the planet. Arjuna, he usually comes so early, but it's been 3 months, he hasn't come out. Why did all bad things happen in the society or in our life where we are not happy at all? Because that is the absence of Krishna. That's where Maharaj Yudhishthira immediately realized, oh, I think Krishna has left the planet. Krishna has left the planet, that's why this, all things are happening. At the same question we hear in Canto 1, where all the 88,000 sages of Naimisharanya, one very beautiful question asked to Suta Goswami, that was the 6th question. When Lord Krishna left, where did the dharma took the shelter? And the answer to that, Krishna swadhama upagate dharma jnana adhibhisaha kalau nashta krisha echa purana ko adhinoditaha. Krishna swadhama upagate, Krishna went to his own abode, and dharma and jnana, they accompanied along with him. Kalau drishta, in the darkness age of this Kali Yuga, where people, they cannot find anything, they can't see anything good. So this Purana ko adhinoditaha, this Srimad Bhagavatam will become a light torch in their life, and they will show them the path where they can progress. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has left behind him in the form of his literal incarnation here, in the form of scripture, that we all have to take the shelter and introduce Krishna in our life. We can avoid it. So this is the duty Srila Prabhupada has given or left on all of us, that we must go out and educate all these leaders, those who are bereft of the actual supreme knowledge. That's why they are not able to provide the solution of the problems of their citizens. Becoming a king, becoming a leader, is that not so easy? It has a great responsibility. Even the later on some chapters in Lord Rishabh's teaching, he says, you should not become a father, mother, teacher or a leader, that if you are not able to relieve our dependent from the clutches of this material palace. It is a very, very heavy responsibility. So that everybody, we must have to take the shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the process that Srila Prabhupada has given, especially chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which itself purifies the whole world if we chant with the pure sincerity and determination, and plus encourage other also. So that's where Srila Prabhupada has mentioned and enlightened us from this verse, that must take the shelter of Varnashrama Dharma, be honest with yourself, and practice strictly, and help each other, supporting each other mentally, spiritually, and move ahead from this material life. And so far, this verse, Maharaj Adhidhara has not married yet, and we'll see what will unfold next pages or next verses, so which will be spoken by next speaker here. So I would like to stop here, and if there any questions, comments, just silent.
So Prabhu, earlier the kings or leaders were appointed by someone who is higher, like
yes.
In case of Priyavarta,
yes.
Lord Brahma himself came and encouraged him to take up the leadership,
yes.
And he did that.
Yes.
And of course now it is the reverse.
Yes.
So no saint is actually going even voting for selection of leaders, but the other people. are the lowly people are the ones who really vote and so they elect the leader.
Yes.
So therefore that is what we will get back.
Yes.
So it is very hard to expect them to be really great people.
Yeah, but it's very hard to bring those same people out from that time. But beauty is the people of this Kali Yuga himself, they want to go for sense enjoyment unrestrictedly. So they choose their leaders like that. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given, opened this movement here. Please educate those people. They are not knowing what is the purpose of a human life. We are not like cats and dogs. The enjoyment we are hankering after, that's, and struggling so hard to have that little bit of enjoyment for a little bit of time, that enjoyment is easily available in animal form without any hard work. So that is all cause that we need to educate them. First educate ourselves and then educate them one by one. So that is a responsibility other sages has dropped on our shoulder. And we need to have carry on the legacy and teach upcoming generation also. So when we leave, so they can carry forward and they can teach as much as. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has opened. This is a preaching mission, not a sitting mission. You learn, you go ahead and preach. Yes. Okay, if you see any question, I would like to stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Jai Shri Raghavapati.